been an incredible achievement. It's been a long time in coming, and it's been fraught with difficulties. But nevertheless, yesterday was the red letter day that all rally people in Ireland, and I suppose in Britain as well, were hoping and looking for this past number of years. We're all over the moon, absolutely delighted to have managed to achieve this.
And we've seen him develop as a driver on the world stage throughout the years. He moved away from it for a number of years, but then, of course, he came back in with Citroën. And he learned a lot over the course of the last 12 to 18 months, and in particular, how to hold leads when you're in front of a rally, and that all proved fruitful over the weekend.
Very, very fruitful from Oisin. If you consider Chris as driving for Citroën this year and last year, and he had a difficult year last year, but fair play to Citroën. They kept their faith in him and kept him on for this year. And despite many critics now, but Citroën stuck with him and have seen him through. And he's had a difficult season this year so far. But nevertheless, to win this rally Argentina showed what he was made of. And this is one of the toughest rounds of the WRC. In fact, the driver said it was definitely the roughest, and it's a more specialised event that they don't do, you know, this type of rally. These long-haul rallies like Argentina, Mexico, Australia, New Zealand, they're very, very tough and take their toll on the machine and on the drivers. But, you know, fair play to Chris, and not to forget his co-driver, Paul Nagel, who comes from Killarney as well. Fair play to the boys for doing such a fantastic job. It feels like, for rally people in Ireland, it feels like they've won the rally themselves. You know, it's when everybody knows Chris, he's a very popular fella, both him and Paul. And it's, you know, I for one am absolutely thrilled and delighted for them.
There was no doubt that he had top speed, a very, very quick, he was a very, very quick driver, and his top end speed was fantastic, and he could stick with the best of them in the world. But his technical driving, he's learned a lot in that over the last number of years, Rory.
Oh, for sure, right. Undeniably, Chris is in the top five drivers in the world at the moment in terms of WRC, and he's proved the speed many times. He's had some mechanical issues recently, and he's also had some driver issues recently, but nevertheless, he's finally got it together and to win this rally, you know. And really, I was really touched yesterday when he paid tribute to Colin McRae, because Colin McRae was his mentor from a very young age. He took Chris under his wing and he brought him along, you know, to a certain level, and got him introduced to the WRC and so on. And I thought it was very, very poignant that Chris mentioned that yesterday. He had just virtually crossed the finish line of the stage. He came out of the car. He could almost not speak, but nevertheless, he managed to get out the words that, you know, he owed this to Colin McRae, and he dedicated his win to Colin McRae as is someone who had, you know, given him that belief, I suppose, from a very early age. Like.
You mentioned a few moments ago this is a one that Ireland's going to savour, but Donegal's going to savour it as well, given the very, very strong link that Chris and particularly his family, the Meek family, have with Donegal, and now that he's married a Donegal lady and spends a lot of time in here as well. So this is a Donegal one too, Rory.
Oh, for sure, Chris. For sure, it's a Donegal one. Huge connections with Donegal. Even when we go back to our heydays, if you like, when Bertie Fisher and myself were rallying, we were, our chief engineer was Chris's father, Sidney Meek, and he run lots of successful rally teams throughout the years. But Sidney used to run us, and Chris used to come along as a young fella in them days, and he graduated then to drive in our tyre van, and lots of times we shared the rooms and had the cracks along, you know, during the rally. And Chris learned from a very, very early age, and, you know, the culture and heritage that he was brought up with, it's no wonder that he's come to this, you know, no wonder he sort of came to this level and, you know, ended up winning the World Rally. Like, Bertie was very fond of Chris and helped him in his very early years as well. When he was getting off the ground, Chris was racing in the Peugeot Challenge way back many years ago, and Bertie was very instrumental in helping him along in them days. And, you know, it's brilliant. It means so much to all those people who know Chris well and know Paul well, that he's come along and achieved this. You know, I'm lost for words, really, Oisin, but I feel for his connections with Donegal, everybody here, if you were over in Letterman Award yesterday evening, I'm sure there was plenty of celebrations going on there, because Chris's wife comes from that part of the world as well.
I'm sure there was. Finally, Rory, the monkey's off the back. He's now got that first WRC one for Citroën, and we're all hoping now that it's the first of many more to come, because he has the talent to do it over and over again.
He's finally held it all together to get it across the line and win. And really, success breeds success, Oisin, as you know, which is relevant in so many other sports, and it's no different in rally sport, you know. It's brilliant to see this is done now. To come back to Europe now, I think the next rally is in Portugal in a couple of weeks' time. And really, when you get back to Europe, these are the rallies that Chris has done, you know, for the past, well, I would say 2 or 3 years or 4 years. and he would have experienced them rallies. And there's no reason now, once he's broken the duck, if you like, he's going to be up there. And I would say he could be a force to be reckoned as the year goes on.